الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى، قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the fifth pillar of Islam, the great amal of Hajj, has been completed a few days ago. We find that the Hujjaj will be returning. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua: Allahumma fill lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj. He said, O Allah, forgive the haji and those on whose behalf the haji seeks maghfirat. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Forgive that person also. The gathering of Arafah, Allah Ta'ala addresses that gathering: أَفِيذُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. That return now from Arafah in such a condition that not only has Allah forgiven you, but Allah has forgiven those on whose behalf you will intercede. Allah has forgiven them also. So this is one great virtue that is taught to us, that request the returning haji for dua and maghfirat. Because according to these riwayat, if this hajj is carried out correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of the haji. Like the poet says, Ala kul li zuwari daril habib hani'an lakum fil jinanil khuludi afidhu alayna min al ma'i fayda fanahnu utashun wa antum murudu. He says, listen, say to the one, li zuwari daril habib, the one who has visited the home of the beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Haniyan lakum, mubarak to you. Mubarak to you. Allah has blessed you. Allah has given you the opportunity. Mubarak of what? Bil jinanil khuludi. Of a jannat which is forever and ever. Referring to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, Al hajjul mabroor laysa lahu jazaun illa al jannah. That mabroor, maqbool hajj, there is no other return but jannat. So the poet is saying, Haniyan lakum, mubarak to the one who has visited Darul Habib, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mubarak to you, bil jinanil khuludi, with a jannat which is forever and ever. Afidhu alayna min al ma. Now pour some of the water to us. Give us some of that water also. What water? Which well have you drunk from? The well or the cup of Allah's love, Allah's muhabbat, Allah's marifat, Allah's ta'alluq. أَفِيذُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Give us some of the water also. فَنَحْنُ عُطَاشٌ وَأَنْتُمْ مُرُودٌ. Why? Because we are thirsty and you have had the opportunity to drink to your heart's content. So on the one hand we are given these directives, these exhortations, this advice. On the other hand, as we have mentioned many, many times, that whilst it is inconceivable, not possible, that every year everyone will go, select few will go, small percentage will go, but these amal are such that the entire ummah is required to connect and to revisit the asbaq and the lessons behind it. Allah Ta'ala has made it such. 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the haji is pelting the jamarat. The haji is engaged in qurbani of the sacrificial animals, but not only the haji. Every Muslim throughout the entire world is supposed to be identifying and linking himself with what happened. What happened in Mina? What is the significance of this qurbani that has just taken place? Not only for the haji. The sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله. They said, O Nabi of Allah, what is the significance, what is the wisdom behind this qurbani and sacrifice of the sacrificial animals that we are doing? ما هذه الأضاحي, what is it? Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم responded, سنت أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام. This is a sunnah of your father Ibrahim عليه السلام. What is the significance of this response? In other words, understand the history behind this. Understand why you are doing this. Allah is not benefiting by you passing the knife over the neck of an animal. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The flesh and blood of this animal doesn't reach Allah. What reaches Allah? What reaches Allah? وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. How much have you identified with the wisdom, with the sabak, with the lesson, with the history behind this? This is what reaches Allah. Allah Ta'ala invites us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Referring to the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Quran encourages us to keep revisiting their incidents. The incidents are mentioned in the Quran in detail, mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what occurred with the previous Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, and we are required to identify with the lessons behind those incidents, particularly Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Imagine how many years of dua he made, plus minus 60 years of dua. Ismail alayhi salam was born according to various reports. Ibrahim alayhi salam's age, according to one report, was 84 years of age. Another report, 86 years of age. So how many years he made dua? Plus minus 60 years repeated same dua. Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. And very often I mention this. In this also is a great sabak. Who was Ibrahim alayhi salam? Such a Nabi. Such a Nabi who Allah praises again and again in the Quran. Hanifa, Muslima. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa walam yakun minal mushrikeen shakiran li an'amih ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Just in these two verses that I've recited, there are 10 fazilats and virtues of Ibrahim alayhi salam. There's no time and occasion of Jummah to go into explanation of it. But such a Nabi, Allah profusely praises him. Yet he makes dua. He makes dua not once, twice, 60 years of dua. And we who are far away from deen, no shariat in our lives, we make dua and what happens? Make dua a little bit, Allah is not answering my dua. We get tired, frustrated. The mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every dua a mu'min makes is accepted by Allah. Until, what is the condition when, what is the clause for the non-acceptance of dua? Mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every dua you make is accepted till the day you get frustrated. Till the day you say that I'm making dua and Allah is not accepting my dua, that is when the door to acceptance closes. Before that, every dua is accepted. Allah will either give you what you want, or sometimes it's not good for you, Allah will give you something else, or avert some calamity that was supposed to befall you, or else Allah will keep what you're asking for as a zakhira and provision for you in the hereafter. And when you meet Allah and Allah shows you, in the dunya I didn't give you, this is what I kept for you, you will wish in the dunya you didn't receive anything. So much Allah will give. So dua is something that is supposed to be a part of our lives. Allah does not get tired of listening. We must not get tired of asking. Allah delayed the acceptance of the dua of this Nabi in that is sabak for us. 60 years, he didn't get tired, he didn't get frustrated. That, Ya Allah, you're not accepting my dua. Finally, after so long dua, Allah gives him a son. Allah gives him a son. Imagine, burhape ke ulad. When you get a child at old age, ulama say, dil ko pakarte hai. This child attaches itself automatically to the heart of their parents. If the parents are elderly and they get a child, the love for that child is even more. And Allah, barely is the child born, and Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded to separate himself from his family. Hijrat from Palestine, to Makkah Mukarramah. Not Makkah Mukarramah of today, Makkah Mukarramah which Quran describes, Wadin Ghairi Zizara, a land without vegetation. No water, no vegetation, no inhabitants, no populace. Black arid mountains in every direction, Jabal Abi Qubais, Jabal Safa, Jabal Marwa, Jabal Umar, whatever name it had at that time. Imagine with what type of heart Ibrahim alayhi salam is making this journey. Jibreel is the guide. Small Jamaat is going. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar, the mother of this ummah. What was her age? Between 19 and 24 years. Young wife, newborn baby. Finally they reach Makkah Mukarramah. Like I said, Makkah Mukarramah 4,500 years ago. No Kaaba there also. Ibrahim al-Islam is commanded, leave this family and go now. And no explanation given. As he is leaving, Hajar, realizing what is happening, she is being abandoned, without food, without water, without company. Leave that. Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam were mountains of akhlaq and character. And each Nabi was a male specimen of note, handsome, healthy. What must have been for a young wife to be separated from a husband like that? What a qurbani this woman is giving. As Ibrahim al-Islam is leaving, so-called abandoning her with the young baby, she calls out to him, Ibrahim, where are you going? How can you leave us here? What and what she must have asked. Look at the confusion, look at the dilemma. She didn't know that some command had come from Allah. Have I wronged you? Have I angered you? Forgive me. Don't abandon me. Don't leave me. When she realizes he is determined, then the spark of inspiration enters the heart. And this is the lesson that we have to learn. What spark enters the heart? That this is a Nabi. This is a Nabi of Allah. He will not commit zulm or oppression. He will not just abandon me like that. So what question she asks? Allahu amaraka bihada. Allahu amaraka bihada. Ibrahim, is this Allah's command? Is this Allah's command for you to do this? The same question, my respected brothers, we are supposed to be asking ourselves every day. When that temptation in our business to get involved in riba, in interest, is there in front of us, ask ourselves, what is the command of Allah? When the temptation to have music in our businesses is there, when the temptation in our homes to put that shaitan box on, that instrument of zina on, is there, whatever temptation, whether it's our, we're having some wedding function or some family function, whatever challenge or temptation enters us or is there in front of us on a daily basis, this is the tussle of will. This is the conflict that has to occur in our heart. This is the qurbani animal, this qalb, this dil, this heart. Put it in front and ask yourself the question, what is Allah's command? What is Allah's command? And who is it important for me to please? Must I worry about what society is going to say? Must I worry about what my wife and children are going to say? Or what my parents are going to say? Or what my neighbors are going to say? Or what anyone else is going to say? Or do I have to worry about what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want? This is the actual qurbani and sacrifice.
Allahu amaraka bihada Ibrahim. Has Allah commanded you with this? When he nods in affirmation, there wasn't even permission to speak. He nods in affirmation, he makes ishara. What is the reaction of this mountain of qurbani and sacrifice? What is the reaction of the mother of this ummah? What is the reaction of the great grandmother of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hajar alayhi salam, in that young age? What is her response? Idhan layudayyan Allah. Idhan layudayyan Allah. Whatever the temptation, whatever the so-called gain that I would have got if I got involved in riba or in haram or in cheating or in deception or whatever temptation there was in front of me, by obeying Allah, idhan layudayyan Allah, Allah will never ever abandon us. Imagine this, boiling hot desert, no food, no water, no companionship. At the age of 19, being abandoned by a husband with a newborn baby in her hand, and what she says, إِذَنْ لَيُذَيَّعَنَ اللَّهُ. If this is Allah's command, only khair, only good can come out of it. Allah will never abandon us. This is the lesson that we have to learn. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the same Ibrahim, the same Ibrahim, when he was being flung into a fire, raging fire, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the best of protectors. No dua. Hasbi Allah is sufficient. Not worried. This Qurbani, to leave that child that was a product of 60 years of dua, to leave that young wife, was so hard upon him, that he reaches to Quday, where he cannot see the family anymore, and he looks to the heavens. And then he raises his hands in dua. Rabbana, إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. الله أكبر. I say this many, many times. No language can translate this dua. We can translate literally what it means, but the dard, the pain, the cry of the heart, dil ki pukar, the cry from inside of this elderly 86-year-old man. 86, he was a Nabi, but he was a father. He was a Nabi, but he was a husband. 86 years of age, abandoning his family, outwardly certain mort and death, outwardly without any provision. Oh my Allah, inni askantu min duridwa. Tere kehne par mere dil ke koi chahat nahi tha. It wasn't my desire. It was your command. On your command I have left my family here. In this place without any vegetation. Inda baytika al-muharram, close to your house. Close to Kaabatullah. Rabbana li yuqimus salah. First thing, O Allah, establish salah. O Allah, establish your deen in my family. Every father till Qiyamah, on this day, on the 10th of Zulhijjah, on the day of Qurbani, is supposed to identify with this concern of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbana li yuqimu salah. Oh Allah, let my family come unto salah. Where are your children today? When azan is called out, do you take the trouble of bringing your son to the masjid? When your azan is called out, you take the trouble of making that child stand next to you. Muru awladakum bis salah, wahum abnau sab'i sinin, wadribuhum alayha, wahum abnau ashri sinin. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, command your children with salah when they are 7 years of age. Your daughter, your son, bring him to the masjid with you. Daughter at home, mother and father, command your children with salah. He said, even beat them, rebuke them physically if they reach the age of 10 and salah is not in their lives. What are we worried about? What results they got in school? What are we worried about? Whether their desires are being fulfilled? The latest techno gadgets we buy for our children in the name of motherly love and parental love. Destroying the iman. That masoom child did not ask you, and I say this over and over again, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid, that masoom sinless child did not ask the parents, introduce me to the satellite dish. Introduce me to that instrument of zina. Introduce me to haram music. Introduce me to shamelessness. Introduce me to that which is destroying my inside, so that in salah I have no ta'alluq with Allah. Which child asked his parents for that? From birth, from barely that child could hear azan, from that time that music is blaring in that home. That haram instrument of zina is blaring in that home. We bring the child up on Allah's masiyat, and then we cry later, why the child is away from deen. Rabbana li yuqimu salah, newborn Ismail. What is this Nabi of Allah saying? First thing, he's not even asking, Ya Allah, feed them. Ya Allah, clothe them. Ya Allah, protect them. Rabbana li yuqimu salah. First thing he asks, Ya Allah, bring your command in their lives. Bring your command in their lives. Then, faj'al afidatan minan nas, tahwi ilayhim, warzuqhum min ath-thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. Then he asked, Ya Allah, populate this people, this place, and let the samarat and barakat of the world come to Makkah Mukarramah. First salah, then everything else. First Allah's command, then everything else. What Hajar experienced? As the sun rose, as the desert seeped the energy, as the little supplies perished, that there's no time to go into the detail. Like I said, the occasion of Jummah is too limited. Nevertheless, Allah protected that family. Allah gave Zamzam. Allah brought the Jurhum tribe. Allah populated that place. Ibrahim alayhi salam, command of Allah, break away from your family, this section of his family. 1 year later, permission is given to revisit. 1 year later. Imagine, permission given to revisit, no permission to talk. When he comes, Hajar's excitement, her happiness. Ask those who go for 4 months in the path of Allah, how the family reacts when they return. This is 1 year later. Hajar is excited. Ibrahim, come down, come see the place. Permission is not even given to get off his camel. She says, do I have permission at least to wash your hair? To make some sort of khidmat? This much permission is given. Then again, separation. And finally, falamma, the verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning. Falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. Allah says, when this child reached the age of sa'i, product of 60 years of dua, reaches the age of sa'i. What is the sa'i? Quran doesn't mention the age. Mufassirin explained, it means the age when a child starts running around between 6 and 10 years. Ismail al-Islam was between 6 and 10 years of age. Ibrahim al-Islam is in Palestine. He sees a dream. What dream? He's slaughtering his own son. The dreams of Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam were wahi. Command has come from Allah. Pass the neck, pass the knife over the neck of your child. With what type of emotion? With what type of heart? With what conflict within the heart this Nabi of Allah must have made this journey from Palestine, where every step of his camel in the ground of the desert, he was visualizing the knife in his hand, the neck of Ismail underneath that knife. What type of qurbani was this? Finally, he reaches Makkah Mukarramah. Takes Ismail alayhi salam, doesn't even reveal at that stage what the intention is. As he is proceeding to Mina, he reaches Mina. Shaitan knows what's about to occur. Shaitan tries to dissuade Ismail alayhi salam. He comes in the shape of a person in front of him and starts making ishara towards the neck. Your father is going to kill you. Your father is going to kill you. Ismail alayhi salam, not realizing what is going on, says to his father, explains what is happening. Someone is making this type of sign. Ibrahim alayhi salam picks up 7 stones, flings it at shaitan. Shaitan is sucked into the earth. He resurfaces. This happens 3 times. Every year, the hujjaj are commanded by Allah, reenact this. Reenact this, picking up a stone and flinging it at who? At shaitan. What is the lesson? Shaitan is your enemy. Shaitan is your enemy, is not your friend. Shaitan is your enemy, is not your friend. In Tanweer al-Azhan, one incident is mentioned. One person went to make rami of the jamarat. He picks up the stone. A lot of times people have this misunderstanding that now today that what is there is actually shaitan. That's not shaitan. This is symbolic. Shaitan is not waiting there to be pelted. This is symbolic. One person picked up the stone and he flung it at the jamarat. From the jamarat the voice came, what is wrong with you, my friend? Malaka ya khalili. What is wrong with you today, my friend? Today you are stoning me. Every day else you are my friend. All the other time you listen to everything I have to say, today you are stoning me. Mustn't be like that. Inna shaitana lakum aduwwum mubeen. Shaitan is your avowed enemy. Three times this occurs, then that fateful moment comes. Ibrahim alayhi salam addresses his son. Allah has commanded me to slaughter you. Allah has commanded me to slaughter you. Inni ara fil manam anni adbahuka fanzur madha tara. He doesn't just carry out Allah's command. Fanzur madha tara. Oh my son, what is your opinion? What is your opinion? What is the reaction? What is the response of this child? Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Allahu Akbar. Ya abati. Every word of Quran carries wisdom. Ya abati, this expression ya abati is what? It denotes joy. It denotes happiness. Then no wow, then no thumma, no ta'khir, no delay. If'al ma tu'mar. Literally translated, if we bring in all these nuances, it means, oh my father, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? If'al ma tu'mar. This is Allah's command. Don't delay. Carry out the command of Allah. And this ya abati denotes joy. The riwayat of Ibn Qudama Hanbali, rahimullah, explains this. That Ibrahim alayhi salam is shocked. He's shocked by the reaction of this child. He says to my son, do you realize what I am saying? Do you realize you are going to be slaughtered? You are going to be sacrificed? He says, Oh my father, if I lose you, I will get Allah. Allah is better than you. If I lose this world, I will get akhirah, jannah. Jannah is better than this world. Where does this type of response come from? Ask ourselves the question. This child was not exposed to his father. His father was separated from him at birth. This was the tarbiyat, the spiritual nurturing that a child received from his mother. This is why we are saying over and over again, the first madrasa of Islam is the mother. Dini tarbiyat, dini akhlaq, dini character will come primarily from the lap of the mother. Understand this, today we are living in an environment where they are talking about gender equality, where they are talking about female advancement, where they are talking about equaling the role of men and women. Behind this is what? Behind this is this bewakufi and this jahalat to take women out of the home, make them career people, take them into the marketplaces. In the name of advancement, in the name of culture, what are we doing? We are stripping our mothers, we are stripping our daughters, we are stripping the women of this ummah of their actual maqam and status and position that was given to them by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallah, the mother of this ummah is given that maqam and status, given that responsibility. If it was told to her to move a mountain, it is easier than the actual responsibility which Allah gave her. She is the one who is going to ensure that the next generation of tomorrow are going to be flowers and not thorns. She is the one that is going to ensure that the Junaid Baghdadis and the Rabia Basris will come into existence and not the Firaun and Haman and Qarun will come into existence. Where does that happen with the mother of the Ummah? Where does that happen with the mother of the Ummah? Ismail alayhi salam had no contact with his father. 7-8 years in the company of his mother. What tarbiyat she must have made? What tarbiyat she must have made that this child responds like this? Oh my father, in your place I will get Allah. In the place of this dunya I will get Jannat. Carry out the command of Allah. I am happy to put myself down. Where did this child learn this? From his mother. Cry tears of blood today when you see the mother of today. Fancy dress, body hugging outfit, fancy car, Ray-Bans on, takes that 8 or 9 year old young child to the park to play, dressed in skirts and frocks. Ask ourselves the question, when this is the type of mothers that these children have today, who is going to teach them that you have to become Khadija of tomorrow, Aisha of tomorrow, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anhu ajma'in of tomorrow, when these are the type of mothers? This is why we are exhorted, take our women folk out in the path of Allah, establish the halqa of ta'lim in the home, make that effort of iman in our home. Look at the response of this child. He says, but my father, I have one concern. When you sacrifice me, my mother will be hurt. My mother will be hurt, so take this kurta of mine and give it to her. Do not let it be spoilt with my blood. Give it to her. Whenever she thinks of me, she will remember me. And bury me here, do not bury me there. Bury me here, do not bury me there. He goes on, he's giving advice. Small child is giving advice to who? to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that personality whom Quran says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita lillahi hanifa. Ibrahim alayhi salam is an ummat, qaide kamil, rehbare kamil, a complete guide. That person, a child, is saying to him, blindfold me, tie my hands, tie my feet, so that the movement of my hands and my feet does not dissuade you from carrying out the command of Allah. And put me face down. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. Quran is revealed with this instruction of Ismail alayhi salam, with this advice of Ismail alayhi salam, with the advice of the small child. تَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. He put him face down, forehead down. Ibrahim alayhi salam places the knife on the neck of this child, looks to the heavens, and calls out, Oh my Allah, if the love of this child entered my heart and that made you angry, today I am sacrificing this child for your sake. I will put only you in front. And oh my Allah, if the reason you have given me this command is that you want to test me, Ya Allah, I am not worthy of being tested, but in every condition I will carry out your command. Saying this, he passes the knife over the neck of his child. He didn't know what was going to happen. As far as he was concerned, he was sacrificing his own flesh and blood for the sake of Allah. Every Muslim till Qiyamah is commanded, especially during these days, remember this, remember this. We are not asking you to sacrifice your flesh and blood. We are not asking you to sacrifice your own child. But that haram in your homes, that haram in your businesses, that temptation that is in front of you, take this knife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and pass it over your nafs. The sabak of Mina, the sabak of Qurbani is come out of a life of your own desires and hand yourself over to the life of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to that which Allah wants, the one who will keep Allah in front, whose life will be devoted to the pleasure of Allah. Allah will give him sukh, happiness in this world, in the hereafter. The one who will follow his own desires, his own passions, this life will be destroyed, akhirat will be destroyed. Saying this, he passes the knife over the neck of his child. The command comes, Ya Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. Ibrahim, shabash, mashallah, you have fulfilled my command. This is how we recompense those who make ihsan, those who make good. The ummat, every year, through this, is not some qurbani animal. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. This taqwa, this insight, introspect, what is the direction my life is going? The clock of our life is ticking. Come out of a life of our desires, come onto a life of the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.